views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quest. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. For the next hour, we together will be experiencing an opportunity to open our hearts and minds as we explore some interesting concepts on spiritual and New Age subjects. On alternate Wednesdays on Heart Center Talk Radio, we host a gifted author, a teacher, an artist, a leader, or a mystic who will share his or her wisdom with us that we may just be needing right now to help us on our journey of love and light. Now, the Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, and it's a spiritual worldwide community. We experience new teachings and solar sciences from these divine beings known as the Ascended Masters. And we hope to share with you keys to help you transform your life. So a question for you, the listener, today is, what is the easiest and quickest way to have a direct experience of or with God? Can you be a mystic? And can you develop the resources within yourself to become one? My honored guest today grew up in close contact with a woman that's widely recognized as a contemporary American Christian mystic. Reverend Blake Isaac is here, and he's a former middle school teacher and principal. He's the current director of Quest Haven, a pristine nature preserve and retreat center for spiritual training and Christian mysticism near San Diego, California. It's a wonderful retreat center that I've personally been to, and it's awesome. He will share his unique insights with us into the mystical and practical life of the founder of Quest Haven, Flower Arlene Newhouse, who was a clairvoyant and lived from 1909 to 1994. Blake's father was Flower Newhouse's biographer, and he's now the director of Quest Haven's Christ Word Ministry Program. So I'd like to welcome you, Blake, and just to have you share a little bit about yourself and how this all came about for you at a very young age.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me here. Well, what's wonderful is we know that the ongoingness of life brings us to wonderful opportunities and oftentimes challenges in our life to kind of awaken us to what our true inner purpose is. And I had a wonderful opportunity at a very early age because my parents were very close to not only the work that Flower was doing here at Quest Haven, but trying to be active in her ministry and her life. And so when I was very young in the fourth grade, we actually moved to beyond Quest Haven grounds. So not only am I a student today, I think I came in to kind of nurture and foster that mystic within me in a sense. To achieve its fullest and highest this life. So my outer life brought me through many different things, from teaching to that principle. And it was an interesting experience where you feel like everything in your life is somehow being fortified to what I have to do before me in this eternal now. And so it's a wonderful journey for me where I try to separate myself from Well, it's kind of like finding our own purpose is somehow releasing myself from a greater mission and kind of diving into the river of what this work is that I think the masters through the overshadowing of our Lord Christ wants to bring in through at least our particular understanding of Christian mysticism, what the world needs today. So I'm very active trying to find why am I here at this time in this age for this world where Flower may not be here in the physical, but certainly she's here in the from the inner offerings to see what we can do. So that's a little bit about me and at least what I'm kind of trying to find my way with Christian mysticism.
Well, I love this term, and I spoke of it a few weeks ago on another of these Heart Center Talk Radio broadcasts. And any group that is focused on bringing Christianity to a new level,
right,
an understanding of what Jesus' true purpose was, not just to set up a church, but to really emulate the light and to teach people the principles of their own inner divinity, to me is wonderful. And so it's really, you have an archetypal 655-acre property that's really an Aquarian Age retreat center. Tell us about this center and its purpose and some of the things that go on there.
Absolutely. I'll start by saying that maybe our understanding of Christian mysticism is really, as simply put, is trying to have a direct experience with God. So it is certainly fed by our deep yearning to know God. We all come in life and we seek our retirements, we seek it in education, perhaps all these different things to satisfy us. And it comes a point where it's not just enough to even believe in God or understand of God. It comes a desire within to know God. And I think that is at the essence of having a place of 655 acres of nature to provide for a thirsty world in that way. So I kind of like to think of us as an oasis, because I think when people can come and reconnect themselves with God, then they're going to be better for the world and to that goodness that needs to come through them. So I think that was the more or less the archetype when Flower and Lawrence, her husband, were coming to the point of starting their ministry. They realized they were up in the Los Angeles area. They could do this from the city, or they could actually go out into nature, which it certainly is very revealing of God. And so that journey began them a quest to find a retreat center to do that. And so when they found Quest Haven back then, they realized as it was consecrated to Christ, in our deeper search for who Christ is for our life today. And you got to understand, Flower actually founded Quest Haven in 1940, and it was about deepening who the living Christ is, not just somebody historical or somebody in the past, which is of great value to study because I think his life is a wonderful model, but to realize that this one is now a hierophant of the Christ Spirit, in a sense, where it's behind that impulse. Very much behind every faith in our understanding of Christianity and of Christ. We certainly believe in life ongoing eternally. And so we look at our Christ as one who is a shining model, but he is that impetus behind every faith and every offering to do good. So the ideal, I guess, of Quest Haven is to be a place for all faiths to be able to come without judgment, in that love, and to be able to reconnect with God and find and almost repledge themselves to the real journey. And I put real with a capital R there, because so often the outer world likes to convince itself that it's the real world when it's very much inward that we need to go. So Quest Haven provides a place for all faiths to come, repledge themselves with God, and then go out and meet life. And as a training center, we have certainly church services and meditation classes and all these different vehicles, because while we need to expand our consciousness is most closely revealed in our character. So we value the active connection of that being coming through our life. It's wonderful to say we need to love. It's wonderful to study how we can love. It's another thing to really live that love from our hearts, from one to another. And so we are constantly striving through every program we do to verify the truth that we come and love to bring us closer to God. So that gives it hopefully an essence of what our impetus is, and we're constantly striving new ways to unfold that.
So Flower began speaking and writing at the age of 13, and as was mentioned, she was a clairvoyant, and her career's expanded, spanned like 68 years, which is quite amazing. And during this time of the 40s, 50s, early 60s, there's the New Thought movement, the I Am movement was founded even before 1940, Divine Science, Science of Mind, Unity Church. What makes Questhaven a little bit different maybe from Science of Mind, Unity Church, Divine, if you're familiar with some of these, and we have about a minute before our intermission here.
Sure. I think it's, I think truth is truth. So the beautiful thing is it comes through each of these vantage points. We can learn something. But I think for her particular avenue with the Christian mysticism is how can we make ourselves a better antenna, in a sense, to receive God's outpouring for us. And so we would say in following Christ, we find that in his life and in his functioning presence today, we find the greatest ideals that we can for what needs to be unlocked within us. And so it's about meditation and prayer and letting go anything that we think and finding our own individual way with Christ in a relationship to unveil that. And I hope we can share more after the break about that.
Awesome. So you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. I'm interviewing Blake Isaac, a reverend from Flower Newhouse's Started Community in the San Diego area, and we'll be back in just about 3 minutes. Take care.
When the night has come,
tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my guest today is Blake Isaac from Quest Haven, and he's speaking on Christian mystic Flower Newhouse. We didn't really get into a lot about her, Blake, and I'd like you to just tell about her early life, her experience, and what set her on her path of being a spiritual leader.
Absolutely. Well, being born in 1909, I feel like there are a lot of souls that came in that turn of the century. We talk about the Aquarian Age as we're moving into that more deeply today. I think they were front runners, and so we can certainly see that in her life. She was a clairvoyant from her early age, so she could see the wonderful angel kingdom and the wonderful sprites in the waters. And there's a wonderful story when she was very young of seeing, of course, on a ferry, seeing the wonderful beans in the water and these things and sharing them with her friends. And she realized very quickly that they were pretending to see them, but there wasn't that authenticity. So that was a moment where she realized that what she was seeing wasn't what everybody was. So she kind of went quiet and kind of went inward. And it really was until she was around 13 and around eighth grade where she began in her junior high classes to write, and she always wanted to bring some impetus of what she was tuning into from the higher realm. And so when her teachers started reading these things, there came a point where they asked her at that young age to become their spiritual teacher, and this was in Pennsylvania. And so they started gathering groups and things to have her instruction. And you got to understand, at least from her vantage point, her instruction was coming all from the inner. She wasn't, at least at this age, well-read in theosophy or other offsprings that reveal some of these truths. So it was very much inwardly given. She had a teaching master on the inner that would be privately instructing her and slowly awakening to her. She would say that 13 or so was her awakening, in a sense, where things started being revealed to her about her past lives and these kind of things. But it was a journey basically from then on with a poor health and some certain other things that brought some suffering. And a lot looked at that and said, well, if you're such a soul that's come in, why are you facing such karma? And her reflections back in that time is that it wasn't karma so much, but it was a vehicle that the great ones were using to awaken her more acceleratedly to not only her past lives, when she could connect through that perhaps suffering of a past life. We oftentimes don't like to look at suffering, but sometimes in that suffering, it's a purifying quality within the very atoms of our being. And so I think it was bringing clarity. So at the age of 16, her guardian angel approached her and said it's time for her to move to the West Coast and begin her life mission. And she changed her name from Arlene, which was her birth name, to her spiritual name of Flower. And what's also interesting is her mother, you know, here's her daughter comes to her and says, you know, Mom, my guardian says I need to move to the West Coast and we need to be there in 3 months. So can you imagine back in that time period coming to that? But her mother had complete faith in what was coming through her daughter. And Flower also had a sister, and I think this is interesting. Here Flower had the inner sight. Her sister Beatrice was actually physically blind. So what an interesting duality to have in this. And they sold everything, every penny and furniture and everything, and took that. And they got on a boat. Now, you got on no Panama Canal in those days. They had to go completely around, I believe, the tip of South America. And they arrived in Long Beach just at that very day that her guardian said she needed to arrive. And she was 16, so she hadn't even finished high school. And she had to get a job at May Company in the glove compartment, which they don't have today, and these the different things just to provide the funds for a family. So we oftentimes, I think and put either great souls or mystics that have come to really give, that they may not have to deal with the ordinary things of life of having to sustain. And I just want to say to not only you and the listeners, but it's we are here to unveil what God needs us to. And so we have to, it's really about giving over completely our will to the will of the divine. And there's the mystic's journey, is a process. And so some of those experiences are perhaps needed so that they later can be released, and there's a more of an act of surrendering, in a sense, in that act. And it was in that early time that she started talking to customers and things, and she actually got on the Theosophy Network and started touring and things. And not to take you through her whole journey, but in that process, she came across her what was going to be her husband, Lawrence. And I think that's an interesting moment, because as God works in all our lives, what we reveal as a plan, God sometimes brings another turn that we have to go. And she was supposed to be staying at one particular lecture with a host, and that host had to cancel due to life challenges. And the new host had a guest staying with him, which was Lawrence, which was her future husband. And as soon as they met, there was that instant remembrance that they probably had been together in previous lifetime. And I say probably, they knew they had. And what was interesting here, Flower was, at least in this life, to deliver her message, was to be a speaker and do it through a speaking of the word. He had been up to that life an apprentice of the word. So he was actually being apprentice in print shops and other things to actually print the work. So you can see how God was kind of guiding that together. And her most mystical moment came just prior to that time, when she was up in Mount Fraser. And Flower, while she came and had to work in the city, her greatest thing would be to leave and go to the mountains, get out to be closest with God and just empty herself into that silence. And when she was up there for one particular 3-week time period, she had a visitation by Christ in her consciousness. And she would say he was as real as just walking up in the physical, is the way it appeared to her. But it was a moment where she received the greatest blessing. And Flower would say, to be in this great one's presence melted every atom of her being into his love. And she said it was as if her life in that moment was claimed by this Lord of love. And I find that an interesting expression, because from that moment forth, and this was in this was in probably the mid-20s, she was around 21 at the time, and the world she came out speaking about angels and these esoteric truths of reincarnation, and at our bodies are much bigger than this physical being, that's a sevenfold being, and all these truths of what happens in the inner worlds. But I would say it was her teachings on the angels in Christ, because, and I can only tell you from my youth even knowing her, and everybody that was in contact her, this wasn't one that had studied angels in Christ. This wasn't one that learned through someone else. This is one who knew them. And I don't know how to make that clear, and that's exactly what you felt when you look into her eyes. So it yearned from her kind of offspring forth now, when they were at Quest Haven and starting the Christward ministry. This is the great vehicle that I think even Quest Haven offers today, is when you walk on the grounds, you feel something. And to me, it's an inkling of what you felt when you look into Flower Newhouse's eyes, because here was one who knew Christ, who knew the angel kingdoms and this whole wonderful inner reality. So from then on, she made it her life purpose to be a chalice, in a sense. And the chalice does not honor anything that it is. It only is a vessel to hold the living waters that flow into it. And she saw herself then as that water flew in, that water would flow over that chalice and out to basically a thirsty world for hungering for truth. And I don't know about you, David, I feel like you made some comment earlier in the show about Christianity even needing that new breakthrough of understanding who this Christ is beyond dogma, beyond, a rigid understanding, and looking deeper into even the Bible, what those passages truly are revealing. And so to me, it's stirred that within me to want to always deepen my understanding of truth. And then as Christ so magnificently did, modeled that. I mean, he was the, I would say, from our vantage point, the embodiment of God, and his attention and attunement and at-one-ment with God as Jesus in his living presence. So what a wonderful model for us to, as we are striving in that way, to work and strive to do. So I hope that helps give you a little essence of who she is.
Absolutely. This is music to my ears because, you know, I think those of us who are also mystics in one sense have had some experiences and some deep ones and
right.
bliss and beingness, and sometimes going up into very high states of consciousness in our meditation. And some of us are clairaudient, which
right.
is different than clairvoyance. And so we may hear, like through telepathy, the voice of angels or masters or divine beings. And so we each have a gift, and we have a gift for one of our listeners today, and it's the Collected Works, Volume 2 of Flower Newhouse's recently released book. And you can get it possibly by logging on to heartcenteredtalkradio.org and clicking on that link and putting your name in there, and maybe you're the one that will be chosen. So we're going to take a break here for another 3 minutes. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with my interview with Reverend Blake Isaac of Quest Haven. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Happiness is just beyond your grasp. Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
So we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and I'm interviewing Reverend Blake Isaac. And we were talking about Flower Newhouse. And Blake, what was it like as a young boy from about the age of 10 or so in fourth grade till she passed on when you were about 29 to interact with her as this amazing clairvoyant and Christian mystic? And tell us a few anecdotes that would augment what you've already shared and maybe bring some levity or some deeper Christic understanding to our audience today.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of my earliest memories of her is she loved to go up into the mountains, even outside of Questhaven, to kind of refresh and things. And we'd oftentimes go and stay near her. And she loved, I don't know how to explain how much she loved all of life. You know, I think one of the things my dad would always say, you know, Blake, you know, we need to love God more than we even love each other in family. And I remember as a little child looking up into his eyes and saying, I can't relate to that, Dad. I can't see that. And one of the things I remember Flower saying is how she loved the trees and the plants and the animals. Oftentimes when I say not more than human, she just loved all life, but she would say her dogs, never let her down like the humans did. Give you kind of an essence of that. And my earliest memory is being over with her up in Idlewild, where she liked to frequent. And one of the things she'd like to do is feed the animals at night, and she would have these wonderful raccoons that would come. So I would go over, and she would get day-old bread from the grocery store, and we would sit together and peanut butter this bread. And here's just a very physical act of doing something for perhaps a greater good or an ending purpose, but I can't tell you, how can someone be so at one with God to make peanut butter and bread a holy experience? And that's exactly what it was. It was done in grace. It was done in reverence. So to me, I could feel almost that wanting to, even in the most mundane things of life, be in the same contact as I was when I was kneeling on my knees in prayer. It was that same kind of feeling. So that is something that really stays with me all the time is, I'm not peanut butter and bread today for raccoons, but in everything I'm doing, I want to come to it with that same holiness that I saw her demonstrate in that. And she would hum and sing and just, she wasn't solemn or serious in that way. It was, almost joyful, if I can say. And growing up, and I'll say the next experience is, you know, I think many of us, when we're going into church or going into a place, we're constantly thinking of where we need to get to, and we make our way there. So things, Flower would never just go into church. And I remember so often, whether I was singing in the choir or just as a young child waiting, I would see her coming. And I got to say, as a young child, you know, I would almost say, oh, no, because it was almost like she could look right through you. And it stirred that holiness within me. And so I have to say, at being a young, particularly immature, but unfolding place, different thoughts in my being would stir up that might not be the most pleasant. And to me, it was a reminder that in the presence of great holiness, all our vehicles are almost
if there's a part of us that's misbehaving, it might do, but that's part of its process to be flushed out. And I will say, as I remember her particularly coming to the entrance of the church, again, she never walked right in. She took every single person into her gaze. And I can't describe that any better than that is. She made sure she saw everybody and looked into their eyes before she went in. And I remember reading later, in her early 20s, she said she wanted to make a point of connecting with people's eyes. Again, we hear the wonderful adage, the eyes are the gateway to the soul, and I think there's a real esoteric understanding of that is you can't hide, in a sense, that part of ourselves, that higher self, when we do look in each other's eyes. And she said she always wanted, from after seeing Christ in her young 20s, to look into people's eyes just to instill that hunger in that way of return to what is truly real and of the love that is coming from God right down into that. And I got to say that that's exactly what I felt. It kind of, it was love, but love in where I was going and wanting me to touch into that. That is the best way I can say it. So at least those are two examples of many that I can share with you to give an inkling of what that was like.
Must have been an awesome person. She still is, of course, as a living reality, just like Jesus as the living Christ now. She's still around and inspiring and blessing from a higher vantage point, you know. I'd like to let our listening audience know, if you'd like to take a trip to San Diego area, which is, you know, like Lemuria in its essence, because the weather is just about perfect all year round, we have a conference December 18th through 21st in San Diego, in Vista, which is very near Quest Haven, and I'll be speaking about the 12 archangels who will come to help resurrect the temple fountains of Lemuria on the etheric plane, reestablishing these around the world in 12 very specific, amazing places around the earth. And this event, again, is December 18th through 21st. And during that event, we'll be visiting Quest Haven, Reverend Blake's community, to dance the Panurythmy with many of their members who are experts at the Panurythmy, which we learned is a sacred dance that Peter Dunov, or Boinso Duono, from Bulgaria created back in the last century, you know, during the same time, basically, as the life of Flower Newhouse. So you can look for more details on this on heartcenter.org, heartcenter.org. So back to our discussion. You mentioned her guardian angel. Can you tell us a little bit about her perspective on angels? Because, you know, I've been to your community. You have a wonderful artist who has these beautiful representations of devas and nature spirits and angels. You know, what was it about angels that she taught you that was different than maybe what we hear in through the Bible?
Absolutely. Well, I think that was the one of her great gifts that I think is so unique to other readings that I've been graced with in my life. She brought through almost what I say an intimate knowledge of how they evolve, all the different orders that they are, and how they work with us to unfold the Christ plan for all humanity. So, for example, she would say that angels are another line of evolution that is like parallel to the humans.
Uh-huh.
They evolve differently. She would say humans, and they evolve through self-surrender. And she would say the angels, they evolve through selfless service to God.
Uh-huh.
So we can talk about initiations that we take in the human line. She would say the initiations are much more often in the angels, that they evolve things, but they might have hundreds of initiations, while the human line, at least in Flower's perception, to get to mastery is only 5. And so she would say that even angels can come into the human form, and at certain levels we might even have choices to move into that direction, because it's all in what's helping our soul evolve in things. So she would say there are a vast number of angels that are working with us to lift it, from angels that serve the Holy Spirit, that serve the Christ Spirit, that are angels that are part of our life destiny and work with that, and then angels that just serve nature. So from the very small builders or fairies and gnomes, some of these things, those are, she would say they aren't angels yet. These would be evolving to be. So these would be young along that line of evolution. But when they get to that angelhood, she described these beings as light radiant. And while the outer world oftentimes, and particularly through art, and you might notice it different from our artists, they often portray angels in the past with wings and things. She would say these are more of energy emanations from it. She never saw them with specific wings in that way, but it was almost like fountains of light flowing from them, which easily could be seen as that, depending upon the gift of intuition or even clairvoyance that people are seeing. And I'll just describe you one just to give you kind of a flavor. She would say, like, the angel of transition, this is the one that comes to take us home, she says, is one of the most beautiful angels you'll ever see. So here, when all our time comes to make that transition home, we receive one of these shining ones who comes, and all we see is their face in light radiant that just comes as a wonderful emanation. She would say, they don't live in the physical, you know, so they don't have physical bodies. She would say that they live on that etheric realm, which is the energy part of the inner kingdom. And so it's just this wonderfully etheric energy that is just bathing us so that we feel very comfortable and wonderful as we're making that transition. It may even bring reminders of the angel of birth, the one that we last saw as we came into human form. So we have these two beautiful angels that bring us in and take us back home. But she would say their eyes are just what you can't take your eyes off their eyes. They hold the power of God. Yeah.
That is beautiful, and that's exactly how I see them and have experienced them, as energy fountains, and the radiance of them is absolutely stupendous. And it's not just this anthropomorphic being in our form with wings. The wings are like pinions of fire and starry substance, and oh my gosh, it's great. So we're Heart Center Talk Radio talking with Reverend Blake Isaac of Quest Haven near San Diego. And we're talking about Flower Newhouse, her experiences, her teachings to that wonderful community of the Holy Spirit that still exists on over 650 acres of pristine property where you can go and meditate. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We're going to take another and our final break before our final segment. Stay tuned.
Happiness is just beyond your grasp. Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field
field of paranormal studies, Count Estrella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Count Estrella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Count Estrella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
So we're back in our final segment with Reverend Blake Isaac of Quest Haven, a wonderful spiritual community near San Diego, California. Blake, what would your primary message be for our audience today that may be partly Flower Newhouse's message, but also updated for today, because she passed on in 86, I believe, or no, 90, what was it, 96? 94. And, you know, there's a lot that's transpired in the last 20 years. So what would your message be to our audience today?
Absolutely. You know, I think we always are incarnated into a time and age that we are to awaken to. And I feel, particularly here in California, and I think across the United States, but I really believe the world, you can feel a shift taking place. And whenever there's a shift taking place, there's a wonderful good and potential and hope. And there's also some things that might challenge us. So to me, we have to open our consciousness to exactly why we are here. And to do that, we have to kind of tune in to, so for example, whenever we're studying, like the book you mentioned, The Flower, that we're offering through your website, it's really your esoteric truths. And whenever you do study or you do attunements of esoteric truths, it's trying to not understand them how it's understood in the past, or even exactly how Flower brought them through. It's to understand what is this being working as a touchstone within my being. And I see so much wonderful consciousness shifting today that I really want the world to do something what Flower called living the life. It's verifying that to which we testify. It's synthesizing everything that we are bringing to make it a living reality for this world and this age. I think so often we, I think Christ anchors in that, because I see this wonderful movement in the new age to expand our consciousness without borders and with dogma, which I think is a very good thing. And now it's supporting that with a relationship with our beloved Lord Christ, or at least in a recognition of his presence for good. Anytime we choose to do good, and I think this is what our world needs, it's less talk of doing good and really being compassionate, doing our meditative work to find how individually I can find my way back into the source, because the things that are blocking me of entering that goodness are, in a sense, holding the whole world back. And as each one of us makes headway in that goodness, in that love, we are making it certainly easier for those that follow, but we are figuring out for this world at this time exactly what it needs. So it's applying our principles and living centers of love wherever we are. And that sounds wonderful, but the actual doing of it has some real challenges which we're going to have to overcome in our forgiveness of ourself and others, and to being able to do that. So that would be at least an overview of what we need to do, and we each have to find it. That's one thing that I know is anybody that says they found it and they've arrived, I quickly put on, I smile and say, because the first thing I know in the way of a mystic is that we're constantly arriving. We're constantly unfolding. We never truly arrive. In fact, when we have our greatest, most wonderful mystical moment that sets us on the path, that's also a real hinge moment of backsliding in things, because we feel that inertia of arrival when we have to then reopen ourselves to God's will and allow God's will to flow out. So a big lesson in letting go of self and allowing God's will to come forth, I think, is the journey and is what we're trying to figure out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, as you were speaking, I was just actually experiencing the beautiful mystical and divine presence of Flower Newhouse right over me. Mm. And I think that she's inspired you. And I feel actually electrified by this beautiful, very gentle, holy, and youthful light being who is just here for us. And I would like to tell everyone, you know, you can call to the divine presence of Flower Newhouse as an ascended being who can help you on your spiritual journey. She will come and lend the radiance of her beauty, her grace, her heart's fire, and her beautiful vision to you to augment what journey you're already on, whatever spiritual movement you're a part of, or maybe you're not into anything particular, but you meditate or pray, or you just are thinking about God or whatever, or you're helping people, you know, call to these divine beings, and Flower Newhouse is one of them. And you can also go to our website, heartcentertalkradio.org, sign up for our monthly Heart Center newsletter, receive a free ebook on how to use the violet laser light for today to transmute karma for yourself, for the world, and learn about upcoming events and classes and some of the over 4,000 messages that I've been very privileged to receive from the Ascended Masters, Divine Beings, Angels, Archangels, and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. So we have a wonderful event coming up in Chicago, July 11th through 13th. It's called A Sacred Weekend in Chicago with the Magi, the Holy Family, and the Saints Robed in White. I'll be in Geneva, South Elgin, and Wheaton. And it's all free. You can go online and learn of what we are offering. Chicago is the heart chakra of the United States of America. As we understand it, it was part of Atlantis as a great city of light. And there's an opportunity for all of us to experience this infusion of divine radiance through events like ours and like those held at Quest Haven, this wonderful spiritual community in near San Diego. So I invite you to check it out. Log onto our website. If you're one of the lucky ones, you will receive the Collected Works Volume 2 of Flower Newhouse, just released this year. It's a publication that provides clarity and answers to many of the questions that you may have about what's happening on Earth, what are the inner worlds like, and how you can make progress on your spiritual path. So I think we actually have like one more minute, and I'd like to just finally ask our guest, Reverend Blake Isaac, one more time, to tell us about devas and Flower's take on devas. And I'm going to have to kind of be careful here to prompt you when to stop, but we have about a minute.
Well, she would say that the nature beings, the young nature beings and fairies and all these wonderful things, they're evolving to become angels. And devas are the wonderful beings that are on the kind of that verge of angelhood. And so she would say that these are tremendous beings like Tridev, that just fill you. And she's, I would say, very simply, awaken to them when you're walking into the woods. Most people aren't aware, so that they are, the devas, it's not that they're ignoring you, but they're busy about doing their work. But when someone comes in aware of the angels and these beautiful devas and their inner work for God, then the blessings and outpouring from them to you will be very much alive. So you can feel their presence. The surest way to God is in the nature trail out in the mountains.
Praise God. We all love nature, and that's where you can experience the devas. You can do it at Quest Haven. You can do it just about anywhere. Go outside, refresh yourself in the sun. Check out HeartCenterTalkRadio.org. And by the way, what's your website at Quest Haven?
It's www.questhaven.org.
Thanks so much, Blake. We appreciate you. You are a wonderful example of Flower Newhouse's teaching in the flesh, still upon earth. Heart Center Talk Radio, it's been a privilege to serve you today. Check us out, and we're going to wrap up the show now. Thank you, Brian, and take care.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp. Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.